What do the Grateful Dead have to do with long-distance cycling and staying healthy and active into your 60s? Well, I have a guest in the studio to answer that question. Stu Sallow is the author of the new book, The Deadhead Cyclist, Life Lessons on Two Wheels, to the tunes of the Grateful Dead. He joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Stu.
Good morning, Shannon. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for riding in on your bike during Bike to Work Day, Mr. Deadhead Cyclist.
Yes.
Yeah, well, so what do the Grateful Dead have to do with biking? At least for you?
Really not that much. The book is really a book about passion, and two of my greatest passions in my life are the Grateful Dead and cycling. And I think that when we live life out of our passions, whatever they are, they don't have to be the Grateful Dead or cycling. Another passion of mine is baseball. You don't have to have those exact passions, but when you do live your life within your passions, you develop a set of life principles to live by. And those set of life principles is really what the book is all about. There are 52 life lessons that I gleaned on two wheels while listening to the Grateful Dead. And that's really the gist of the book in broad strokes.
Well, and you grabbed some lyrics and built around them with your meditations on two wheels. Mm-hmm. But also the book contains quite a bit of history about the actual shows that you were listening to in your rides. How did that come about, and why go into that rock and roll history?
Yeah. Well, you know, having been to so many Grateful Dead concerts myself, they all fit into different categories. The Grateful Dead were, I guess I'll say, famous and infamous for, you know, having good nights and bad nights. And I think that one of my goals in putting this book together was to pick out 52 of the best Grateful Dead concerts out of the 2,600 that they performed over the course of 30 years and present them in a virtual trip around the sun starting in January and ending in December. And so I came up with this concept called This Week in Grateful Dead History. And each of the 52 chapters of the book has a This Week in Grateful Dead History concert pick that from which I extract a song that was performed at that concert and a lyric that was part of that song. And then I riff off of that lyric with the life lesson that there is to be learned from it.
And since you're combining two fairly separate categories, Deadhead and Cyclist, have you found that your writings, because they came out first kind of as a blog, do they find more traction among cyclists or Deadheads?
Far more among Deadheads. I actually had some difficulty engaging and continue to have some difficulty engaging the cycling community, although I am going to, I know you're going to mention my book signing event tomorrow night at Boulder Bookstore. I have another book signing event next month at Full Cycle Bikes in Boulder. And I do hope to engage the cycling community more because there's really something beautiful about cycling where you're out in nature and, you know, your mind begins to wander. And I mean, I think this is kind of, you know, how I came up with a lot of these concepts is, you know, when you put yourself in the right kind of environment, when you're actively engaged in a passion like cycling and you're in the wilderness somewhere, that's where these ideas come to you. In fact, that's where the whole concept of Deadhead Cyclist came to me one day. I'll talk about that if you want to ask that particular question.
Well, first, I want to ask you to give a bit more information about the event that's going to be happening tomorrow at the Boulder Bookstore. And not only that, but there's also Dead & Co. this weekend. So,
right.
It's
a big weekend for Deadheads.
Yeah, and maybe Deadheads on bikes, too. I don't know. I mean, so tell us about what's happening at the Boulder Bookstore tomorrow and later on this weekend.
Okay. Well, for listeners who have been to book signing events at the Boulder Bookstore, you know that they have a space upstairs. And, you know, I'm going to give a brief talk, probably some of the same information that we're going over now, but I have some more biographical information that I want to get to that, you know, we probably won't have time for this morning. And then, you know, then I'll be signing books for those who want to purchase a copy. It's a standard Boulder Bookstore book signing event. Nothing too unique except for the Deadhead Cyclist concept, which I think is, you know, I've called it, with all due humility, the most unique approach to the Grateful Dead yet, which is not meant to be taken literally, of course, but it's a marketing term, and there is truth in it also.
Well, are you planning to do anything during the Dead & Co. events as well?
Right. Well, to start with, I'm going to go to the shows. And there are some events connected to this Dead & Company weekend that where I'm going to be available selling books and talking to folks about the book. The first one is the Boulder Market, which is also called Shakedown Street. There is a Shakedown Street event at virtually every Grateful Dead concert. And by the way, this is not the Grateful Dead that's playing this weekend, but it is a Grateful Dead concert with material from the Grateful Dead. And if you don't have tickets yet, you can still get them, I think, for the second and third shows is what I've been informed. But there's an event during the day on Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 4 at the Boulder High School field, adjacent to or near, I've been told, near the farmer's market on Saturday, where all kinds of stuff will be available. It'll be quite a circus, actually. I'll be there talking about the book and talking to folks and selling books. And then after the Dead & Company shows, there are after-party concerts at the Boulder Theater and the Fox Theater, and we'll be at the Boulder Theater afterwards with a Deadhead Cyclist table as well. So there'll be plenty of opportunities to engage.
Well, and you were alluding to a biographical anecdote earlier in this interview, but I actually want to ask you about one thing in particular. In this book, there are only about a handful of photos, but one of the photos is in front of KGNU. What's
right
up with that?
You know, I honestly can't remember how that's relevant to the book, but I do want to talk about this being my third appearance on KGNU. And there's some really interesting symmetry there, because the first appearance was on August 19th, 1993, the day the first edition of Boulder Weekly was published. I don't think you mentioned this yet.
Yeah,
but
listeners, he's also... Yeah, tell him about your connection to the Boulder Weekly.
In my spare time, I'm the founder and owner and publisher of Boulder Weekly. And Leland Rucker and Jennifer Kaufman, our founding editor and art director, and I were on KGNU in 1993 on a program that they used to call Live from Penny Lane, which was from the Penny Lane Coffee House. And, you know, we were asked a bunch of very interesting questions about, you know, could an alternative weekly like Boulder Weekly survive? Mm. Okay. And then the photo you're referring to 15 years later was a photo of my daughter Julia and I on the 15th anniversary of Boulder Weekly. We came by to gloat that we had survived 15 years after answering those interesting questions about whether we could survive or not. And then and now another 15 years have gone by, and Boulder Weekly is about to celebrate its 30th anniversary. And so that's what that picture was from, the 15th anniversary of Boulder Weekly, when we were at KGNU the last time. 15 years have gone by fast, Shannon.
Well, you're still here in Worcester Hill, and I guess welcome back should have been what I said.
Yeah.
In our final minute, why don't you let folks know how they can find a copy of your book or find out more should they want to know
Sure.
further information?
Okay. Well, the most immediate way of doing it is to come to the book signing event tomorrow night at the Boulder Bookstore at 6:30 p.m. I'd love to see you there. And then you can go to my website, deadheadcyclist.com, where you can read sample chapters from the book. You can also purchase a copy there. And then, you know, there'll be these other events that I mentioned at the Boulder Market on Saturday and Sunday, the Boulder Theater, the after party shows on Saturday and Sunday nights. I'll also be having a book signing event next month on July 25th at Full Cycle Bikes. And if all else fails, look me up on the internet and send me an email at deadheadcyclist.com, and I'll make sure you get a copy of the book.
My guest today has been Stu Sallow, author of The Deadhead Cyclist, Life Lessons on Two Wheels to the Tunes of the Grateful Dead. Thanks for cruising through on your bike this morning.
Very much my pleasure, Shannon. Thank you again for having me.